sometimes they're on the are they on the floor, or are they a column, or are they on the dashboard?
But the only ones I ever used were on the floor.
They're also on the steering wheel.
Yes, they have them on the steering wheel, but I've just never...
Some on the floor.
Did you ever call them anything else?
No.
No, I think...
Okay, if you were driving in a residential district nowadays, and especially near a housing complex where there might be a lot of kids or something, you know, you often have to slow down. And because they have these little humps on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What might you call it? What do you call that? Do you have a name for that?
No, I don't know exactly.
They have them in tourist
and in mobile areas where they have a lot of mobile homes. They have them quite
They'd
often.
They'd be speed reducing.
It'd be speed reducers, but we call them bumps.
Okay. You mentioned there might be a. Where's the place that policemen work out of?
Police station.
All right, and if someone, if a person was arrested for drunkenness, like where might he be put overnight?
In the jailhouse, down in the courthouse.
Okay. Now you mentioned that some of these tall buildings may take a hurricane. What other kind of storms do you get here that could cause serious damage to the town?
Tornado.
Well, we have had a few light tornadoes, and now the last hurricanes we had a tornado within it. Mm. And they are the
great risk.
They wreck anything.
Okay, this next type of storm doesn't occur here, but up north sometimes it does. And what happens is it rains, and then once the rain hits the ground, it freezes. Do you have a name for that?
Sleet.
All right, well, sleet.
Comes down.
Yeah, sleet's actually frozen when it
hits the ground. Yeah, no, there's ice slick.
Okay. All right. And what does a policeman carry on his body for protection? You know.
Well, now they carry a gun. They also carry. They used to call them billies. Okay, a little club.
Okay. Now, is there any other names you can think of for guns?
I mean, for what?
For the gun. What else might he call it?
Well, he keeps it in a holster, but I don't know what they call it for gun.
There's no other name for a gun but a gun.
Shafts under the
freight cars.
We had them come into our home. But when, in the early days of Miami, when they were building the Overseas Railroad, our big home was only about 6 to 8 blocks from the car. It was the only two-story building. And they would get off there,
outskirts of town,
when the car stopped, some signals come in, so that they wouldn't come into the depot and be caught. And many a time they would come on over there and sleep on our front porch or back porch. And they would also come in and we'd find a note on our table the next morning.